Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes. The Bible said, I am not what? He said, he was made poor that I may be made rich. So when you hear the word is an information. It goes into your spirit man and it transforms your thoughts of poverty. That even in your present situation, you are living in one room apartment. But because of what the word said, you know your tomorrow is alright. Hallelujah. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. But if you have not exposed the mind to the world, how can transformation be attained? That's why it's not all about prayer. Some of you are struggling with an addiction. That addiction is something that I pray somewhere. You replace a bad old habit with a good new habit. It's not by it's good. But you replace a bad old habit with a good new habit. Because air has no vacuum. Are you hearing me? Air has no vacuum. If every 9 p.m. you go out to smoke with your friends and it has become an addiction, it has had a seat and a stronghold in your mind. But the Bible says demolition was casting our imagination and stronghold in your mind. So for you to overcome that bad old habit, you need to replace it by that night. Look for the Bible and read. If it will not pass, but that's going to lock you. So your body will conform to study the word by night. If you do it consecutively for 30 days, automatically, even if the door is open, you will find out that by night, you are studying the word of God. Praise the Lord. That is transformation of the mind through conformity to the word of God. It's not a magic. It's not. Because when God gave me an assignment to study the Bible from cover to cover, I've done it like 3 times going. He told me, by so doing, all those secular music, all those information, you always expose your mind to 50 cents. When you were in the war, naturally, the desire, the hunger for those TikTok information that were immersed in your mind, will drive off. It's not laying on hand, no. Today is a very practical topic. Hallelujah. Amen. Is somebody hearing me? You gossip with your friends. You want to replace the spirit of covetousness. The Bible says, study to be quiet. Meaning that quietness is like a curse in God's kingdom. Study to be quiet. That's what the Bible says. And you always gossip with your friends. You are, the Bible says your right hand will make you to sin, cut it off. You better delete that friend from your country. So at that time you used to question, you are instantly struggling to quiet. And by so doing, after you give your life to Christ, after like 6 months, people gauge your friend when you were a sinner. And gauge your friend now, 6 months after being born again, they see the difference. Can somebody shout out anymore? Because show me your friend, I show you who you are. Praise the Lord. There's another point I want to mention, the end result. Fine, I don't know. Discernment is the end result of transformation. The Bible said, and be not conformed to this one, but be you transformed by the renewal of your mind. Can someone read that last part for me? That's where discernment came in. The last part, after be not conformed to this one, but be you transformed by the renewal of your mind, then after, that you may prove. Now, pause. What's the meaning of proof? Ability to prove a thing. In other words, adjective to prove. It means ability to judge, ability to gauge, even if it's right or wrong. Now you can prove what is right. You cannot be a judge if you have not reached a standard to know the difference between what is right and what is wrong. You must have stopped it. But and I know the word of God is the greater judge to judge the matter. You're not judging anybody. That's the judge of God. But you don't know the difference. Like on Facebook, somebody posted, no, people pray too much. He said some churches that only propagate prayer and not the word, that the churches are not doing well. He mentioned some names. I told him, the Bible said, don't do what? Don't uproot the tares and the weeds. Allow them to do what? Go together. And a lot of the harvest. Because by trying to do it, you are going to do what? You spoil the faith of those innocent ones. You spoil the faith of the innocent ones. He picked out two churches and said, this church, I said, as a child of God, you don't need to do what? To judge another to be your ministry. I've never seen that I label you. May mention the name of any church in condemnation in order to preach his message. Have you ever seen it? I've never seen it. The Bible says preach the gospel, not preach denomination. So when I made that comment on Facebook, he was surprised. So if you are not reading the life where you can prove what is right and wrong, even the Bible statement, you are not rich. Your world level, your discernment level has not been mature. Your mind has not been transformed to that maturity. Praise the Lord. Heaven and earth who help himself is a purpose now. But if you are mature in the things of the Spirit, you know that there's some aspect of heaven itself. By proving, by discernment, somebody that told you, come and sleep with me to get a man as a student. He's telling you, heaven and earth who help himself. But by your maturity in the world, ability to prove difference, to discern. Because if you don't have the world, you can't discern. You tell yourself. You say, everyone has those. But the Bible says, my body is not for fornication. Can somebody shout hallelujah? That's why it's apologetics. Apologetics in Christianity is people that have come to a level where they have exposed their mind to the renewal of the world to a point where they can prove everything. They can discern. The Bible says, I believe to discern. The word of God is sharper than the two-edged sword. If I bring a sword, the soul of the Spirit. Can you descend to the intent of what? The thoughts of the heart. Praise the Lord. Come to a point, there's one thing I'm telling you. I'm coming, and he's laughing, and God is telling you what is happening in his mind. Who has been laughing with you? That's the maturity of the Spirit. That's what I shout at the mirror. It's one more time. There's one prayer I want to pray for you. Shall we be all of it? It's one prayer I want to pray for you. I pray for you. There are youths with a child here, listen to me. The enemy is against your mind. I want to bless your mind. What you watch on social media is a seed of information going into your mind. You have to be careful. Parents, be very careful what your kids watch. Because the enemy is attacking your mind. That's what the battle is. The way your mind is messed up, you don't listen to me again. The way your mind is messed up, they are controlled by the world values. In some they say values, worldview. The values and worldview of the world is different from that of the Christian. So you have to be careful of the information they get in school. You have to gauge it. You have to prove it. What is the acceptable will of God? By gauging what they expose them into. It's not a prayer and fasting battle, it's a battle of information. Praise the Lord. Somebody told me, you can never be a married man in that testimony as to say it's a lie. That's the information from the pit of hell that bring information and not to. But the Bible says, he that is joined to a heart of his word, one. So you can't have those informations. It's not fasting. It's not the word. How do you know this? That's why your children now, what Bible app are you exposing them to? Giving them TikTok coming tonight. You don't need to look for those apps of children Bible to download for them, for them to watch. And when they watch TikTok, this one up here, this one showcase here. That information becomes a norm, becomes a worldview, a value in the mind. And when you go out to university, you miss it. A child of 17 is already pregnant. A child of 15 already knows what is man and woman because of the information that the devil sits in the mind. That's why I call you Sunday school. I don't jump with Sunday school. Because that's one of the first structures that trains the mind. You are what you hear. Tell your neighbor, you are what you hear. I don't have time anymore. I want to pray. Mashakabalaba. I want to pray. The Holy Spirit told me something. I have to say it to the church. If you're in this place, want to partner with me. Because I don't have much time. Even what on what, I'm not exhausted. But I pray for somebody here. The Lord is your coffee. I said, the Lord is your coffee. I want to, if you want to partner with me, I want trusting God for this church building. If you want to partner with me, I'm the Holy Spirit leading you. That is not 20 minutes, that is. Please, Pastor, sorry, I don't mean. Even if I know that, I'm under the, but as a man can die for the Holy Spirit. So, They didn't tell me I should be suffering. But the Holy Spirit told me, you must drop a suffering on this church. If you don't want to buy up, quickly, quickly. By the hand of seven, you have 1,000. Want to drop. You have a boat. Want to drop. Just run forward. Want to bring it. Run forward. Want to bring it. I'm done with the message. Run forward. If you know you are going to drop something for the building of this church, run forward. If it's above 1,000, nothing is too small, nothing is too big. Run forward. But I use 1,000 as a least simple. I pray for you. This is a nice one. It's a nice one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give your prayer to God yourself. Holy Ghost, do it again, do it again in my heart. Open my eyes to see Jesus. There's something God wants to be missing. It's something God is being missing. If you are, if you are specifically connected to the other person, then you pray for them, and you go to the church building project. Whatever it is, I don't know what the church wants to give or show, I don't know. But the Holy Spirit told me, this offering will end something in someone's life. I said, no, amen. I said, this offering will end something in someone's life. Yeah. Father, I pray. As a drop it, after this prayer, I'm going to go back to my seat. You give me a handshake, and I'll pray to your life. As a drop this seed from the glory of the house of God, Father, I shall be one of them.
Amen!
In the name of Jesus.
Amen!
Drop it. Drop it. I'm going to give you a handshake. May the money be for your hand. May the money be for your hand. May the money be for your hand. Money shall be for your hand. In the name of Jesus. If you don't have to give me that, make sure that you fulfill it. Don't follow what you have to do. The one you put on your hand. Thank you, Father. Now lift up your hands to heaven. God bless you. The one you put on your hand. In the name of Jesus. Money shall be put on your hand. In the name of Jesus. Money shall be put on your hand. In the name of Jesus. Money shall be put on your hand. In the name of Jesus. Money shall be put on your hand. In the name of Jesus. Money shall be put on your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now lift up your hands to heaven. Lay out on your forehead. Nobody shall be buried. I said, nobody shall be married. If I read this prayer, I'm going to clap my hand and pray that you are mad. I'm going to clap my hand and pray until you have peace to stop. Pray until you hear what you say in Jesus' name. Don't stop till you hear what you say in Jesus' name. Because a miracle shall happen in your life. After the end of your hand, I'm making this declaration. You clap your hand and pray up there. Say, my Father, God bless you. Amen.
out though. What life in you, by the honor?
God bless you, sir.